SBS Radio.
Party namin, Merry Christmas at bagong taong sagana. Pasko ay pangdiwang, pang-araw na dakila. Dapat tayong manatili.
Yan ang aming bati sa inyo, isang maagang pagbati ng Merry Christmas at medyo puno tayo sa ating studio ngayong umaga gaya ng ating nabanggit kanina sa simula ng ating programa, tayo ay sasamahan ni Erica Lorenzo. Good morning!
Good morning po! Magandang umaga po sa mga nakikinig ng SBS Filipino News.
Yes, nakasama ka na namin dito pero on the back.
Yes!
Oo, pero today, kasama ka namin at dalawa pang masters sa self-defense dahil pag-uusapan natin kung paano ba manatiling fit, how to become fit this festive season.
Yes. I'll try my best.
Yes, syempre pabatiin natin ang ating mga kasama, Rowan Pobji, and syempre si Kaming Yun. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, mga guwapo sila kung nakikita lang ninyo sila.
So just a quick explanation what guwapo means. It means handsome or good looking men.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
They're guwapo. And Erica, sabi mo kanina, antagal mo nang hindi narinig tong kanta na to.
Tagalog Christmas songs, which brings me back to my childhood days. Kasi, syempre, being in Australia, you only hear the, you know, the English songs, which is good. It's refreshing to the ear to actually hear Filipino Christmas songs. Kasi, you don't hear it these days na. Kasi even in the Philippines, when you go back, you hear the English ones na rin eh. So it's really good to actually bring back the Filipino Christmas songs, like especially the song was from the 80s, no?
Yes,
yeah,
tama. So,
yeah.
At hindi pa dahil Plita Corales ang kumanta niya.
Oh wow, the original
so way,
from
way
Plita
back.
Corales.
Yes. Huh? Oh. So see, may natutunan tayo ngayong umaga. But we'll talk more about fitness at syempre the festive season a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Dahil meron pa tayong ibang mga tampok sa ating programa. Tampok din natin dahil kanina pinag-uusapan natin ang fitness. Alamin natin ang benepisyo ng paglalangoy sa dagat o the benefits of swimming in open sea. Yeah. Mahilig ka ba doon?
I'm not a strong swimmer. I'm one of those. I'm comfortable in a pool, but not in the ocean.
Mm. How about you guys? You're good at self-defense. Are you good at swimming in open sea?
I mean, I can handle a bathtub. but yeah, again, not. I'm more of a land dweller. I'm not really. I've had some bad experiences with large bodies of water, so I generally stay out of the water most of the time.
In our feature, in our report, it says that even those who are confident in swimming in the pool are not really confident in open sea. Have you guys tried it?
I have. And it's quite scary, actually. Yeah, especially in Australia.
But Australia is known for surfing, isn't
yes.
it? Are you into surfing?
Strangely, Ruben? I've only done windsurfing, but not actual surfing. Again, like, you know, as a kid, you're always at the ocean, you're always on the beach, but I don't know, I guess I was less of a beach person, more of a pool person.
Mm. And more of a self-defense person.
yeah, recently.
yeah. And you, Kaming?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Erica, how about you?
I can surf the net, which means I can surf the internet. I think everyone's aware. No, I don't surf. I do love the beach. I love the ocean. But I'm one of those, as long as my feet can touch the ground, can touch the sand, I'm fine. I'm not brave enough to actually get on a surfboard or actually go further out. I love sunbaking. Yeah, I think most of the girls would agree, but no, I'm not a strong swimmer. But yeah, once in a while, I do want to get in the water and yeah, just wet my feet and come back.
Tampisaw sa
yes,
atin yan.
Yes, the tampisaw. Yes, tampisaw. What do I sound? It sounded like the
you
the,
paddle
yeah.
your
paddling.
Feet, yeah, just by the water on the side. Yes, but. Swimming is one of the things that can keep your feet it's one way, it's one of the sports. But for you guys, for Erica especially, it's Bounce Dance Fit, isn't it?
Yes, it's called Bounce Dance Fit. So Bounce Dance Fit actually started in London. The founder of Bounce Dance Fit, he's actually Italian, but based in London. So Bounce Dance Fit started in London about, it would have been 4 or 5 years ago now, or possibly longer. But Bounce Dance Fit launched in Australia 2 years ago.
How did you start with dance, Bounce Fit?
I've always loved dancing. I've been dancing since I was a child. Prior to being a dance fitness instructor, I'd attend dance classes like in different gyms or even in Sydney Dance Company. I've been teaching for about 2 years now, so I'm actually a student turned instructor.
But what made you really choose Bounce Dance Fit as one of your fitness regime?
I love the style of Bounce Dance Fit. It's a mix of hip-hop, commercial, house music, and we have this style called voguing and whacking.
Maybe we'll have a video of that
so,
later.
So the guys are like, what's voguing and what's whacking? Don't you worry, guys. I'll be showing. So I will have my backup dancers. That's why I've got Rowan incoming right here.
How do you do it in, like, how do you say it in Tagalog?
Ang alin po?
Yung voguing.
Voguing, I don't actually have the Tagalog word of voguing, but I think it's I think it's called posing.
Okay.
So the word vogue came from the magazine Vogue, or what Madonna would be doing, voguing. So it means posing.
Oh, okay.
Sexy poses. So that's an explanation.
But it's interesting, like voguing, as you said, posing artistically.
Yes.
And making it into a fitness regime.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
We'll do some moves,
and we'll show that on our Facebook page. Yes, and having done classes in Bounce Dance Fit, and what made you think to, oh, I want to be an instructor?
I was encouraged to actually teach. Even before being a proper dance fitness instructor back in the Philippines, I would teach cheering competitions, so mostly choreographies. But it's different, because when you teach choreographies, you can actually stop. But if you're a dance fitness instructor, for, let's just say, for the whole 1 hour, you don't actually stop to teach a choreography. It's actually more on cardio dance classes, where you have to make sure that you obviously sweat and you get the try and get the most out of your exercise. I struggle, to be honest, being a dance fitness instructor, because like I said, you don't really stop to show the moves. You do what we call cueing or verbal cueing.
It's like continuous.
Yes.
And do you have to really bounce? Do you, like, why is it bounce? Are you on a trampoline doing the dancing?
No, we don't do anything dangerous like that. I'm not so sure in the self-defense side of things, so you have to do the bouncing, the trampoline, but not for Bounce Dance Fit. I think the word bounce, it just came because it's jolly. It makes you happy. It makes you, you know, it gives you energy. Not literally bouncing off the wall, but...
Yeah, you'll show that to us later on our Facebook page, yeah. Now, how were you guys connected? Like, how did you get involved with each other? You're doing dance, Bounce Fit, and then these two guys are doing martial arts or self-defense. Mm-hmm. How did you get involved with them? First with Ruin.
Okay, so I think Erica was working with... some of my, well, I guess guys that have been instructors as well, Anthony Marte, he was an instructor at KMDI and he's a good mate of mine. And I think it was just as she works with him, I think they just came up a few times. And so I was like, hey, you should come, you know, come try it, come try it. And I think eventually she did come in and do one of my classes. Anthony brought her along to the class. And yeah, after that, she was like, oh yeah, I want to keep doing this. So that's kind of how that kind of connection happened, which, you know, it's just one of those things that's a small world. Everyone tends to just end up knowing each other somehow through someone.
No forcing.
No forcing.
She came of her own volition. Yes.
How about with Kamming?
So I met Erica through one of our students. One of our students knows Erica and recommended her to come along because she was looking to do some martial arts. And yeah, she came along and...
Did the trial, loved it.
Fell in love with it and continues to train.
Yeah. From the dance bounce fit to martial arts, what encouraged you to really do martial arts?
I've always loved to learn martial arts. Few years ago, I do boxing. And I've always wanted to do martial arts, just never had chance or never got around to it. But then again, I've met Robin, which one of the students with Kamming. And like Rowan said, a guy that I work with, Anthony, is a good friend of his, which just sort of connected, started that conversation. It's really interesting. I think people would go, why are you doing both? Yeah. I was actually telling these guys.
Not both, like three at a time.
I also do weightlifting. So.
Wow. So if it's fitness, it should be Erica Lorenzo.
I try to be fit. It's really hard to be fit. It's really hard to stay motivated. I think one of the reasons why I'm doing the martial arts as well, to get the mix of not just dancing, not just the weightlifting, but something else. So aside from the workout that you get from self-defense, obviously you learn how to defend yourself.
But before we talk about this fitness and more about martial arts, ilan po munang mga paalala. At syempre po tayo nagbabalik sa SBS Filipino Weekend Edition. Kasama pa rin natin si Erica Lorenzo, Kamming Yun, and Ruwen Povji. We'll talk more about the differences of these martial arts or these self-defenses. First, we'll go with Ruwen, the Krav Maga. How does it go? What are the moves incorporated with Krav Maga?
Most of basically the understanding of Krav Maga is that everything is based on instincts, based on natural movements, reflexes. So it's kind of working with those, not retraining new movements, but, you know, especially if you're looking at its application for a quick training system, which was what it was developed for, was getting people through to a certain level where they could defend themselves within a short period of time. So you can't have very complicated moves. Anything has to be simple. It has to be able to be performed under stress. So that's kind of where it comes from. Everything is basic movements broken down that you can use quickly and effectively to get out of a situation. But again, a lot of it is also awareness training and avoiding situations to begin with, not getting into fights, not having to use the techniques.
With these techniques, for sure, discipline is incorporated, isn't it?
Discipline's always a part of it. I know that's a big kind of foundation for most martial arts, and there's that, well, Krav Maga isn't a martial art in terms of, you know, traditional martial arts. But again, it does come down to the fact that you have to be putting the effort into train. Because some of these movements are based on muscle memory, then it does really come down to making sure you do get enough hours of training in order to make sure that, again, like I said, they're going to actually be able to be performed under pressure.
Are there lots of Australians doing Krav Maga?
It's one of those sort of defense systems which has gained in popularity over the last, you know, 10 years even. Now you'll see it's there's a whole kind of Hollywood phase of it. It's showing up in movies and, you know, movie stars are using it. So it's starting to pick up a little bit in popularity. But I think it's just because once people come across it, they realize how effective it can be. And so it's kind of one of those things that it just gains exposure and then it just kind of keeps snowballing once it starts making it into mainstream media.
Yeah. In terms of fitness, like how can you be fit doing Krav Maga?
I mean, initially, there's no real baseline. Anyone can come in. It's supposed to be for, you know, all people, women, children, regardless of the fitness level. So there's no real requirement to start. Obviously, as you train, there's elements of building strength, especially explosive strength training. Obviously, cardio. At the end of the day, most of the time, we advocate running away. So the better you are at running, the better you are at it. But that kind of comes in with training. So most of the training we do, yes, we teach techniques and we drill things, but there's always an element of our classes which are fitness-based. Like you have to sort of help people build up a fitness sort of regime as well.
How old can you start with Krav Maga?
Again, there's no limit. I think.
How young I should say.
How young? I mean, generally we start our classes do start at 9. I mean, if you look at some, like even our KMDI's founder Ron Engelman, he started a lot earlier. So I mean, there's no limit to how early you can start, but I mean.
Ideally,
nice. Obviously, the younger the better. Like, there's that point where it's like, oh, I wish I'd started earlier. And it's not like you're going into full sparring or anything like that. Yeah. Like, just learning basic techniques. Obviously, anyone, like, if you look at some of the techniques, like abductions and that kind of stuff, you'd want your kids to learn some of the basics anyway, just for their own personal protection.
And is there any, tools for defense in Krav Maga?
Tools, well, I mean, if you look at the way Krav Maga is based, I guess all of the techniques kind of form a tool. Like, it's one of those things where you want, instead of having like a single tool that you develop and then you try to use that in any situation. It's like if you're just running around with a hammer, they say everything like looks like a nail.
Anything can be a tool.
But it's kind of developing different techniques so that you have like a toolbox. So whatever happens, what situation occurs, you can go into the toolbox, grab what relevant technique or tool you need, and then that's what you use. So it is about honing basically each one of those abilities, whether it be through chokes, holds, or groundwork, or weapons defense, multiple attackers. Each one of those is like a little facet that you have to sort of work on. So in that case, yeah, I guess it is a bit like different tools you got to work on and sharpen up, I guess.
Yep. You mentioned a while ago you're advocating for running. Is Wing Chun advocating for flying? Coming.
So that Wing Chun is the Chinese name for the martial art, because it is a type of kung fu. So Wing Chun actually means everlasting spring, which basically means always adapting, always evolving in what you're doing. Yeah.
And you mentioned off air, it's the type of martial arts that Bruce Lee is doing?
Yeah, so Bruce Lee learned Wing Chun in Hong Kong, and he learned off a master called Ip Man. And Bruce Lee's art, Jeet Kune Do, which he founded, is heavily based off of Wing Chun.
So it must be with flying, because I can see, I've watched Bruce Lee doing the flying thing with kick.
So actually, those are the things that Bruce Lee added that are not from Wing Chun.
Okay. Yeah. So it's the Bruce Lee thing.
Yes.
But with Wing Chun, like, how do you start? Say, I'm a beginner. How do you start with your classes?
How do we start? Okay, so we... So we start by explaining and getting the student to understand the ideas behind Wing Chun, what we're focusing on, how we're going to train, why we're going to train a certain way. So very much like Rowan was saying about Krav Maga, it's based on practicality. So therefore, we don't have the flying kicks and all that kind of stuff, because even though they look good in the movies, if you're defending yourself in the street, you're probably not going to want to do a flying kick.
So... Yeah. Like, Wing Chun is more of the practical side of defending yourself.
Yes, yes.
As well as Krav Maga.
Yeah, so it's based off of practicality, directness, and economy of movement. So every movement has to be practical. It has to be applicable in a multitude of situations. Directness, it has to get straight to the point. So if you're defending yourself, you have to be able to put down the opponent. And economy of movement, you have to use as least effort as possible to get that job done.
Yeah. In terms of fitness, because like Krav Maga, this will be a whole body kind of fitness, isn't it?
Wing Chun isn't based off of fitness. So you improve your health because you focus on things like your posture. You focus on the meditative side. So, and that's just through the nature of Wing Chun, because you're looking to connect your body as one unit to be able to use the mass and the structure correctly. So actually, we don't do any fitness in the class, although you will get fit doing the techniques themselves.
So it's you get fit through or by doing Wing Chun.
Yes, but we don't do press-ups and running and stuff like that. Yeah, and we do advocate and we do tell students to actually do fitness, you know, because that's an important part of health.
Yeah.
But it's just something we don't focus on in the class.
So it's basically learning about Krav Maga and Wing Chun. It's more of the holistic fitness that you go with yourself as you learn this form of self-defense.
Yeah, I would definitely say that for Wing Chun. I'm not too sure about Krav Maga because I haven't really done any of that.
And how about you, Erica? You've done Krav Maga and Wing Chun. You started this too. How is it benefiting you?
In terms of the fitness level, I love Wing Chun. Like I said earlier, I consider both as my yin and yang. It is. It's funny how people go, really? Like, that's deep. It is. But the thing is, Wing Chun is teaching me the internal strength.
Mm.
So like what Kaming was saying, we don't really do a lot of fitness, which is true. We're not building muscles. We're not just relying on the body strength or how big you are to be able to kick, to punch, to run. We actually reach into the internal, you know, the strength and use that. Krav Maga, on the other hand, is, again, it's a mixed martial arts. So it's actually military-style fighting. So, and again, there's a lot of, you know, people who've done boxing, people who've done Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So it's a mixed style of all that. I like doing both. I like the aggressiveness. I like the toughness of Krav Maga. And at the same time, I like how Wing Chun is teaching me not just to rely on muscle strength, not just to rely on, you know, oh, I won't be able to do this because I'm not strong enough or I'm not big enough. It's actually reaching out to your inner strength and actually, you know, being able to defend yourself like that. So in, what's that Chinese word or people would say, the chi?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, chi.
So, Krav Maga and Wing Chun is probably one form of self-defense and sports that you can do if you aim the overall fitness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For you guys doing self-defense and you, Erica, doing both and bounce dance fit, what do you advise our listeners to really consider in thinking about fitness?
I think in terms of fitness, it varies. A lot of people would say dancing is not myself, which is completely fine. People are going, I don't want to join the gym. I don't have time. You have to look for time. It's hard to motivate yourself and actually get yourself out of the couch, out of bed to be able to do some exercise. I personally, you know, I'm like, I'm lazy. It's a Sunday. Like I messaged Rowan a few weeks ago. I'm like, it's a Sunday. And it's like, oh, yeah, we'll change that when you get here. Or like coming on the
And do you ruin like one tip in one thinking tip. About fitness?
A lot of the time, I think it is you got to find the form of fitness that kind of suits yourself. Like, again, I had a gym membership, never used it. and again, it wasn't that, you know, I've played sports my whole life. It's not that I was opposed to working out or fitness or exercise. It's more just you need to find something that you can sort of have a passion for and that kind of helps. So switching from like a gym to Krav Maga, that was one thing that, okay, like it was for me, that was the kind of, this is where I need to be to get fit. This is what I need to funnel.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.